Alan.
Grez.
Here. And welcome to Rise of the Robots. Just before the start of the episode, just a quick reminder that if you want to hear our dulcet tones elsewhere, well, good luck finding it with Grez, because he's not on a podcast at the moment. He's mine! All mine!
Yep, I've actually just had the gag taken out of my mouth and the handcuffs taken off just so I can record this.
And meanwhile, if you want to hear me elsewhere, you can listen to the DCAU podcast, where Rebecca and I discuss DC animated movies.
And on the occasion, you can find me there. If you miss me.
I'm Alan.
Grez.
And you're listening to Rise of the Robots. This week, we are covering Episode 4 of Nickelodeon Robot Wars. And we start with a championship match!
The following contest is for the challenge belt. Introducing first, the challenger from Oregon, Rosie the Riveter.
Driven by Team Juggernaut. The four-wheel drive pushing robot. I think it's meant to have a saw. I've never seen it do anything.
They call them saws, but I never see them saw. Well, there it goes.
I mean, that could be because the definition we're seeing it in is like 360 FP.
Mm-hmm. You can barely see anything in that frame rate.
Yeah.
Its opponent, the current reigning and defending challenge belt champion from Arizona, Tut Tut.
Also driven by Team Juggernaut.
Ah. I see what they've done. They're keeping the belt in the family.
Absolutely. I mean, wouldn't you?
Just win the belt and just defend it against all my friends and family and that's it.
Yeah, you could do that and you could... All you need is a billionaire to fund you.
Mm-hmm. And then half your roster leave.
Yep.
It's okay, we could just buy more.
We can just buy more.
Just buy a second company and have 8 billion wrestlers.
And then just be managed by the ego of two of the most overhyped, overpaid wrestlers in history and the man who's more cocaine than man.
Yeah, he's so much cocaine at this point he snorts man to live.
Yeah. Anyway. This match had no right to be this good.
It just kind of goes to show, like, we obviously alluded to this last week, but I'm going to kind of go over it again with a bit more detail. Like, because we had seen Tut Tut before. It was all right. Wasn't all that great. I've always thought watching these Tut Tut matches throughout these episodes, it's like, did they just get really good at driving? And then now you've told me, obviously, it's a different team that is driving it.
Yeah.
And so, again, goes to show good drivers can make any robot work in their favor.
Yep.
So, Tut-Tut, obviously, using the weapon, which helps. And Rosie the River constantly coming in on the front attack, which means anytime it tries to push into Tut Tut, boom, is getting some axe shots in.
Yeah.
There's a sweet point where Rosie does a nice, like, kind of side wheelie where it just drives on, like, its two, like, right tires.
Oh, it's, yeah, absolutely. It's awesome.
It's fast and or furious.
Yep.
Tut Tut gets stuck against the wall at one point, and I'm just thinking, oh, that might be it for them, but they managed to get out, and just before the time limit expires, they get one more axe shot in, and we go to the judges.
Absolutely. So it goes to the judges. There's actually a split decision, which I can see.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rose the Riveter probably dominated the fight in terms of attacks, but it didn't really cause a lot of damage, and Tut Tut did manage to get quite a few cracking blows.
Yeah.
But then they realised, wait a minute, this is the opening contest, and you can't change the belt in an opening contest.
Surely not.
So it become so it was a 2-1 decision in favor of Tat Tat.
Tat Tat wins.
Indeed.
And is still champion.
El Campeón.
So we've got another Mayhem qualifier.
Hooray.
Your competitors for this match. From Indiana, the Joker.
The team that the original robot was actually a loader bot. This version is worse. It's the two-wheel robot with the weirdly positioned vertical disc.
Yes. From Virginia, Vertigo.
This is a loader bot. It was called the Greenhouse in the previous iteration.
I remember the Greenhouse. Yes, Jesus.
Also, the flipper from this ended up being part of another loader bot as well.
Will we see that robot?
Yes, I think it's in Dutch Series 2.
Oh, well, keep an eye out for that.
I think it's the weird version of Hard that shows up in Dutch Season 2 before the real Hard shows up in Robot Wars Series 7.
Hmm. Okay. Well, keeping an eye out on that one.
Yep.
Let's get Hard. And from Massachusetts, Techno Trousers.
Oh, dear. I think this team would have worked better in UK Robot Wars because I think the type of humour that they're going for works better in UK Robot Wars.
I mean, when I hear Techno Trousers, the first thing I think is instantly is Wallace and Gromit.
Uh-huh, absolutely.
A British staple.
So, Techno Trousers is technically in this match.
I mean, it's there.
It is moving at points in the match. And it managed to move enough times that it wasn't static for 30 seconds consecutively.
And it almost seemed like half of that time it was being pushed about.
Yeah, but it was still moving.
I mean, I'd still disagree with that, but I digress.
I mean, it does mean that this match does technically go to the judges.
Yes, because basically the match starts, Techno Trousers pops its weapon, and then stops. And that's the extent that you see of Techno Trousers throughout this match.
Yep. Meanwhile, we get, I have to be perfectly honest, one of the greatest one-in-a-million hits in Robot Wars history.
Agreed.
Because somehow...
Literally, you know, like, that is the description that I used in my notes.
So, at one point, Joker has picked a fight with Dead Metal, which Dead Metal and Shunt take personally.
Oh, yeah.
And then Joker's kind of looking a bit dazed.
Yeah, because it gets the gang mauled in the corner.
And then Vertigo just drives next to it, and it flips up, and you see something kind of flick off the back of the robot. And it's not until you see the robot, the other robot, go completely and utterly dead.
When you realize...
That was the link.
Yep. Vertigo flipped the kill switch out of Joker.
Yep.
It's very precarious, that kill switch, though.
It's a very strange place to put it.
Yeah. You want to have that, like, kind of under a flap or something. It's just like, it's like sticking out of the robot. And just... It was, yeah, as we say, it's a million to one shot, just the way that it just backs up and then it just goes completely dead from a flip. Because at first I thought that maybe, like, when I seen it, I thought, how the fuck did Joker, like, cut something off of Vertigo when it had its back to it? And it's like, oh, that's because it was Vertigo that done that. And so, as we say, the Joker is out, it gets flipped and pitted, but because Techno Trousers technically is still moving somehow, we go to a judge's decision, and naturally, the judges go for Vertigo. So now another loner bot has advanced to a final where they could potentially win a championship or a trophy, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
This is getting weird.
I mean, let's be perfectly clear. What they've had is they've had a bunch of robots left over from Series 2 of American Robot Wars. And to their credit, they have made a semi-coherent television show.
Yeah.
I'll actually be honest, as a percentage, I think there's a higher percentage of good battles in Nickelodeon Robot Wars than there is in German or in Series 2 of Robot Wars Extreme Warriors.
Yeah, you know what? Like, that's... Because, to be honest, these like last batch of episodes that we watched through, I was dreading it, and then was actually pleasantly surprised by some of the fights.
Because
I feel as if, like, obviously that first episode was, oh, look, the kids are driving. I don't know if, like, many kids are doing that as much anymore. Yeah, just the... It seems as if the quality just sprang up in these last few episodes.
Yep, absolutely. Hi, Alan here, just taking a quick break from the action. Grizz and I would like to thank a couple of the people that made this podcast possible. First, we would like to thank Greg Watt for the logo.
Our theme song is also by Technomax. You can find their music online at YouTube. That's just search for Technomax.
That's Technomax spelled TechnoAxe.
So we move on to our next match. A vengeance battle, is it? Or is it just a match?
It is a vengeance battle. It's a battle for the doctorate.
I see. So from California, we got Probophobia.
Which is the full body lifter.
And his opponent, from Florida, Spin Doctor.
Which is a four-wheel spinning disc robot.
Why wasn't that in the Spinner Mayhem thing?
Because it's... Well...
Because it's stinky.
Oh, this is embarrassing. So, this match does not go long. What happens? So, Spin Doctor charges... Well, I say charges. Timidly potters over in the general direction of Probophobia. It then, at the last minute, backs out of the attack and starts to turn. As it turns, Probophobia just sticks one of its spikes into the weapon mechanism.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of... It
just completely rips the weapon...
Explodes?
Chain.
It explodes.
It does, yeah. Because I thought, that was a really, well-timed, kind of maneuver. Because, you can see, Probophobia doesn't move. It just rears up its weapon. And just, kind of stays there and waits. And then, boom, just perfectly tears out the weapon chain. And I thought, that was going to be it. And it's it's going to be a boring pushing match with the Spin Doctor trying to push about. And then it's nope, Spin Doctor's just dead.
Oh, it looks like basically when the chain comes off, it just starts rattling within.
Yeah. It, went inside the robot and maybe just wrecked shop on the inside.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, it was a short fight, but you know what? See if Probophobia meant to do that, then props to them.
Absolutely.
It was a very strategically planned move. Because it looked like that. It looked like it was planned. It's like, right, I'm just going to wait here. I'm going to let him come to me. I'm just going to angle up the tusks. And then, boom. There, done. Job's a good one.
Yep.
So, well, there you go. Probophobia wins the Battle of the Doctors or whatever.
Yep. And it's time for the main event!
Yes. The most boring robot rebellion I've ever watched.
Right. So, the two robots.
Right. Why do they always do this? If they're going to do a robot rebellion, why do they always stick in fluff?
Like,
would you not actually genuinely be excited to watch a robot, a house robot rebellion where house robots go up against actual capable robots?
But then they would have to repair the robots, and that's the house robots, and that's expensive.
Yeah, it's not like they don't have six of them.
No, but that's genuinely, that is the only reason I can think of.
In fact, while we're on that, actually,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, while we're on that and saying that there's multiples of every robot, it was something I actually meant to bring up, like, last week and forgot, that in one of those matches, Matilda was in a match with her chainsaw tail.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And that was just the most jarring thing that I was like, wait, we're well past chainsaw tail Matilda.
She brought it back for one off.
Yeah, and didn't do anything with it.
I know.
Hmm. Yes, that's how much that's how much it mattered and how much you noticed is because it didn't do anything.
Yep.
But I know, but just still at the same time, it's like, again, like, you've got like five or six of these. Like, if you get one of them slightly right, and obviously, like, you could even do it as a limitation kind of thing of like, okay, we'll only do flippers.
Yeah.
But we'll do good flipper robots like Chaos 2 and Firestorm and whatnot, or like pushers like Tornado, and just like tell them, right, put on the scoop for this match.
So,
but instead we get things like this:
Squirming Vermin and Humdrum. Humdrum, which is a loner bot.
I'm pretty sure that's Joker from the first season.
It is. Yeah. Yes.
So,
that's exactly who it is.
Ugh. The bot of many names.
Squirming Vermin, which is a fluffy mouse bot.
Which I'm sure was maybe $6 million mouse from the first season.
Might well have been.
There is nothing to talk about here. Two loner bots or whatever, what have you, go in and even like... And other robot rebellions that we've seen in the past, it almost looks like they have a chance for a second. But not here.
The best part as well for all this is they do the thing where the killer lot shows up randomly halfway through the fight, which they've done in every other house robot rebellion. Except by the time this has happened, both robots are already dead.
Yep. And Sir Killalot just kind of drunkenly stumbles out of the arena door.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's the bit. It also, the first two times it comes out, you actually see it go bump. Oh, I'm sorry. Bump. Oh no. It takes three attempts to get out of there.
Yep, and then it's just a very sneaky camera cut where it's like, and okay, yeah, he's in the arena. So Lord knows how long it actually took for him to get in the arena.
That'd be the most entertaining thing in this fucking match.
Yep, so then Killalot comes in, throws them out, the match is over, who cares, we're done. Pointless, in my opinion.
Yep.
So, no trivia this week?
There is no trivia the rest of the season.
No. Oh, well. Right, well, join us for the next episode of Radical next week.
Last episode of Radical.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there was a drop zone as well, and they dropped trash. Anyway, I need to use the bathroom.
Bye-bye.